How may I help you?
Yes, Officer Kaneko, please.
You want to speak to him?
Yes, please.
Okay, hold on. He's on the assignment right now. Can I see a message?
Yes, could you have him call Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane? It's very important.
You said Lane Horowitz.
Yes, Leonard, L-E-O.
Leonard, oh, sorry.
Yep, Leonard Horowitz, H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
Area code 310-877-3002. And I'll give you a temporary number in Honolulu, area code, let's see, it's 808-946-6999.
That's an alternate number?
Yes, if for any reason the cell phone doesn't go through.
Okay, all right, and then this is regarding?
This is regarding a criminal case that was said to have gone to Mitch Roth's office. And Mitch Roth basically, hold on, we might have.
Do you have the report number?
Yes.
Oh, hold on, officer. Hold
oh, okay, he's on the other line. Ma'am, I've got to go.
Okay, all right.
Bye-bye. Hi, officer.
Hello.
Hi, Officer Kaneko, how are you?
I'm doing good. So I got your message. Was it in regards to them not getting your case yet?
Yes, it's with regard to them not getting the case, which is completely contrary to what you told us already in June.
Yeah, well, I sent it out to them, and then even my sergeant looked back and said, yep, here's the documentation saying that he's logged that sent in the paperwork, but so I'm resending the paperwork last night, so hopefully they'll get it soon.
Oh, well, okay, now, let me...
I did my part, I just don't know where...
They
didn't go right
they can't see
at that point.
Yeah, okay, so let me ask you a question. Who did you give it to? That?
So, well, what I do is I submit whatever I have, and I send it up by rank chain.
Right, okay, so there's...
I sent it to my sergeant, and then I turned in the paper, and they said, yeah, he said he remembers logging it in. And then when he checked it in, it shows that he logged it in. But perhaps the paper didn't get scanned from the point where he logged it to the... or they get sent to the prosecutors from wherever the clerical portion was. Sometimes the papers get lost in that portion.
Okay, now...
So once it's scanned into the report itself, which usually is...
Yeah, what's the sergeant's name or whoever is responsible for that process?
Oh, well, my direct one would have been RTN in that case. So I told him last night, and then he's trying to forward it through today, too.
Yeah,
since it's the Friday...
Officer Kaneko, could you spell the name of that officer?
Sergeant Artienda, A-R, I have to write it out. A-R-T-I-E-N-D-A.
Artienda?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then, so he then, and the reason why I'm asking is because I spoke with Tammy at Mr. Roth's office today. And she went online, and typically if the police department had flipped a switch, then the prosecutor's office could automatically get the record. But she says that that was denied of her and her office. So that's why... Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of laughter here. Yeah. At any rate, the then issue becomes, okay, who's responsible for this? Because it appears increasingly that this is a pattern in practice. What you don't know, and again, for the record, is this has been happening the same thing over and over again, at least three times to my recollection from the beginning of these cases.
The first time, the other reports that you need?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
So this is a pattern and practice of public corruption and obstruction of justice.
And they say the statute of limitations.
And what they do consistently is they let it run out. The statute of limitations runs out, and then they send us these ridiculous letters that says that the thing should ended in 2004 or 2013. When that's not the case, the county is currently engaged with us in bringing truth and light and justice to this matter. So it's important that we know if it's the sergeant that didn't flip the switch, then we need to know that person. And if it is not the sergeant, we need to know who that person is, because they're accountable.
Yeah. Well, after him, I wouldn't know where it goes. Because usually we just do our rank. So once I complete it, I send it to the immediate rank, which is either going to be a sergeant or a lieutenant up the chain. They'll get that information, and then they'll approve it, and it'll move from there.
Right.
So, but, and then after that part, I don't know where it goes. So I don't know if it goes to another, like a captain, or if it goes to an administrative section, or if it goes to clerical, and then how it gets over to the prosecutors.
Yeah, our experience is that it went to a lieutenant in HPD, and they stopped it. They stonewalled it. And so that's apparently...
You mean the previous one, sir?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. That's what happened. And so then we would get these also bizarre letters after we had these kinds of conversations in the past from Mr. Roth's office saying that all statutes of limitations, blah, 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 you know, the form letters.
Correct. Well, so I sent it in again, and I made sure I put that paper in that tray, and then I notified my sergeant, so he's looking for it. So it should go through. I don't know if you want to give it like another week or so, and then follow up.
Sure. And just for the record, Officer Kaneko, I believe that you have been superlative. You have been open and questioning and diligent, and you've done everything in your power to bring justice to the situation. I just state that for the record.
Oh, no problem. This part, I'm not documenting it. I mean, I know you're saying it for the record, but I'm just calling as a courtesy type of follow-up.
Yeah, I understand it's a courtesy, but I'm telling you that it shall be for the record, because that's the case here, you know. And what's the sad thing is that you're under duty, I'm under duty, a public duty, to protect people from being damaged. And when there's this kind of corruption within the system that precludes people from actually getting relief, then that's a tragedy against society. So I just want you to know that you and I are under that duty, and you've done an awesome job, an awesome job. Couldn't have been better. Couldn't have been nicer. Could not have been more diligent in getting back to us and getting us information on a timely fashion. And that the situation currently is above your head, and we understand that.
You should have Mitch Roth's job.
Yeah. Sherry says that you should have Mitch Roth's job.
Oh, I don't know if I want his job.
Yeah, right. I don't blame you.
Your hands are tied even more over there.
Yeah, you bet. You're right. That's exactly right. Gee whiz, that's so true. All right, brother, thank you for calling.
Okay, no problem. So, but like I said, maybe in about a week, if you do need a follow-up on our side, I'll try to touch bases with Sergeant Arty, and if not, hopefully it should be already get to the prosecutors.
Yeah, I'm going to also do diligence on this side. I'm going to contact Tammy again tomorrow, tell her that we've had this conversation, and then we'll take it from there.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, no problem. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too.